天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。作为基督徒，我们每个人都知道分别为圣这句话，就是神希望我们每一个属于耶稣基督的人都要分别出来，成为圣洁的子民。今天麦克牧师将跟我们分享上帝如是说的第二讲，上帝的圣洁。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you joined us for this second in a series of messages entitled God Talk.
欢迎你收听《上帝如是说》这个系列的第二讲。
One of the most difficult experiences for parents to experience is when their child is taunted because he is different.
最让父母感到难堪的就是他们的孩子因为与众不同而惹人嘲笑。
In fact, this is the primary reason why so many parents go to a great length to ensure that their children fit in.
实际上，这就是为什么做父母的总是想方设法让他们的孩子融入到群体中的原因。
They will buy expensive clothes so that the child does not look different.
为了避免他们的孩子看起来和别人不一样，他们不惜花钱买昂贵的衣服。
They will pay any amount of money so that the child is not left out.
为了不让别人排斥自己的孩子，他们不惜付出高昂的代价。
Somehow, we have begun to believe the idea that different is bad.
很多时候我们相信不同就是不好。
We mistakenly believe that different is unhealthy or psychologically damaging or undesirable.
我们误以为与众不同就是意味着不健康、心理有问题或不受欢迎。
Many people live in slavery today.
今天许多人都像奴隶般活着。
You say, we have no slavery these days.
也许你说，现在已经没有奴隶制度了。
But the truth is, we do.
而事实上，我们的确是被奴役着。
We are enslaved to conformity.
我们被迫要和别人看齐。
We are enslaved to the latest fads and fashions.
我们不得不追逐潮流。
We are enslaved to what others think of us.
其他人对我们的看法也在奴役着我们。
We are terrified of being different.
我们害怕自己与别人不一样。
One of the biggest lies that Satan has told us is that different is bad.
撒旦告诉我们最大的谎言之一就是不同等于不好。
Yet different is the name of God.
然而神的名字就叫做独一无二。
Different is what distinguishes God from humanity.
正是这种独一性决定了神的超然不凡。
Different is what God wants everyone who belongs to his son Jesus Christ to be.
神希望每一个属于耶稣基督的人都要分别出来。
By now, I'm sure some of you are saying, "Where did you get different as one of the names of God?"
我相信有些朋友会问，你从哪里听到不同就是神的名字之一这种说法的
？In the last message, we saw that God's sovereignty is the hub around which all of His attributes revolve.
在上次的信息中，我讲到神的主权是所有其他属性的轴心。
Closely connected to God's sovereignty is God's holiness.
与神的主权息息相关的就是神的圣洁。
Okay, you may say, but where did you get different?
你也许会说，好吧，就算那样， 不同这个名字又是从哪里冒出来的呢？
Oh, I want to answer that question.
我现在就回答你这个问题。
The word holiness or holy is a misused and misunderstood word.
圣洁或神圣是一个很容易被误用和误解的字。
We think of holy or holiness in terms of saints who have accomplished certain things in life.
提到圣这个字，我们往往想到那些伟大的圣徒。
People even call religious leaders holy people.
甚至把宗教领袖称作圣人。
We have even subconsciously graded holiness on the scale of 1 to 10.
我们下意识地把圣洁分为不同的等级。
Some may score 2 or 3, and others 4 or 5.
我们觉得有些人比其他人更圣洁一点。
And then we think of God as a perfect 10 on a scale of holiness.
而神的圣洁则达到至高无上的水平。
We think of God as the perfection of what is good in people.
所以我们看神就是人心目中那个至善至美的典范。
But when you let God speak for himself,
可是如果你听一听神怎样描述他自己，
His holiness cannot even be placed in the same scale as human goodness.
你就会发觉神的圣洁根本不能用人的善恶标准来衡量。
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. 1 Samuel 2 verse 2.
撒母耳记上二章二节说，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的。
Isaiah 40:25 tells us.
以赛亚书40章25节告诉我们，
To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One.
那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
In fact, God's holiness is totally different from human goodness.
事实上，神的圣洁完全不同于人的善良。
Oh, different. Here is that word again.
在这里再一次出现了不同这个字。
In fact, the Greek word for holy is hagios.
在希腊文当中，圣洁这个字叫做 hagios。
And the root meaning of the word hagios is different.
而 hagios 的词根意思就是不同。
It can mean being set apart.
我们可以翻译成分别出来。
It can mean being set aside.
或者是独树一帜。
It can mean being transformed.
也可以理解成焕然一新。
But above all, when you say God is holy, it means that he is very different.
总而言之，当我们说神是圣洁的，就是说他是与众不同，独一无二的。
He cannot be compared to anything or anyone.
任何人或事都无法与他相比。
He cannot be placed side by side with anything or anyone.
任何人或事都不能和神相提并论。
He is totally different.
神是无与伦比的。
And that is why different is good.
因此，不同其实是件好事。
In fact, God said that he wants his children to be different as he is different.
事实上，神要他的儿女与世人有分别，因为他是独一无二的。
Listen to 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说，
This is the will of God for you, your sanctification.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
Let me rephrase this.
意思就是说，
For this is the will of God for you, that you will be different.
神的旨意就是要你们与世人有分别。
You say different from what?
也许你会问，有哪些分别呢？
Different from immoral people.
从道德上与他们有分别。
The rest of the verse explains it by saying that we must abstain from immorality.
本节的后半句清晰地告诉我们要远避淫乱的行为。
God's holiness means God's difference from the immorality of the world.
神的圣洁告诉我们，神的道德标准和这世上的标准是不同的。
For God to be different from humanity means that he is different in his purity.
神与人间的道德规范截然不同，他是圣洁无瑕的。
He is different in his righteousness.
他的公义正直和世界的要求不同。
He is different in his inability to look upon sin.
他对罪的态度与世界的也截然不同。
He is unable to ignore sin.
他万不以有罪的为无罪。
He has to condemn and judge sin.
在他面前，犯罪的就一定要受到刑罚和审判。
A friend of mine asked me recently,
最近一个朋友问我，
Have you ever thought about what would happen to humanity if God manifested his holiness in the world?
你有没有想过，假如神完全彰显他的圣洁，这世界上人将会怎样呢？
I said, yes, we would have nothing left but ashes.
我说，如果是那样，我们都要灭亡，无一幸存。
And that is precisely why the world is enraged at God's difference.
因此，神的超凡圣洁激怒了这个罪恶的世界。
The world wants a God who is like them.
世上的人喜欢一个和他们一样的神。
They want a God whom they can manipulate.
他们喜欢一个能够听他们使唤的神。
They want a God who can endorse their sinful lifestyle.
他们希望有一个能够认可他们罪恶生活的神。
They want a God who is not wholly different.
他们不希望有一个凡事跟他们不一样的神。
And that is why the rage against the holy God is reaching a fever pitch.
正因为如此，他们对这位圣洁的神怀怒在心，十分憎恨。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
Because God's holiness, God's difference, condemns their guilty consciences.
因为神的圣洁，神的独一无二，判断了他们被罪污染的良心。
Secretly, inside their hearts, they feel God's condemnation of their sin.
其实在他们内心深处，明明知道神已经定了他们的罪。
And they think that by removing Christ and Christianity, they can remove God's condemnation of their sin.
他们以为只要消灭耶稣基督和基督教信仰，就可以逃脱罪的刑罚。
But the only way to remove God's condemnation of sin is through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
殊不知，能够免去神审判的唯一方法，就是借着神儿子耶稣基督所流出来的宝血。
And so, my friend, when you obey the will of God in your life, you become different.
亲爱的朋友，一旦你肯顺从神的旨意，你就从世人中分别出来了。
And make no mistake about it, different is not always popular.
不过我要说明一点，有时候分别出来可能使你成为一个不受欢迎的人。
When you behave differently,
当你在行为上分别为圣，
You will lead some to Christ.
你就能够带领别人信主。
And at the same time, you will receive the anger and disgust of others.
不过与此同时，你也会遭到某些人的恼怒和厌弃。
Let me explain how this works in our daily life.
这如何体现在我们的实际生活当中呢？
When you choose to forgive the one who hated you,
当你选择饶恕那些得罪你的人，
You are imitating your Lord.
你效法了主耶稣的榜样。
And that makes you different.
这就让你与众不同。
When you choose not to speak ill of others or gossip or backbite,
当你决定不在别人背后说三道四，批评论断，
You are imitating your Lord.
你就是效法主的榜样。
And that makes you different.
这就让你与众不同。
When you say no to friends who are doing the wrong things,
当你不随从你身边的朋友去做坏事，
and you get taunted in this process,
你受到他们的嘲笑，
You are an imitator of your Lord.
但你是在效法主。
And that makes you different.
这就使你与别人不同。
My listening friend, this difference is far from being bad. It is God-honoring.
我亲爱的朋友，不同不仅仅是远离恶事，更是对神的尊重。
And this way of being different will bring God's blessing on your life.
勇于不同会带来神所赐的生命之福。
Isaiah the prophet probably was like most Christians.
先知以赛亚就像大多数基督徒一样。
He probably was feeling good about what he was doing for God.
他觉得自己为神做了一些工作而满足。
And then God took him into his presence.
可是有一天神把他带到荣耀宝座面前。
And he gave him a revelation of himself.
神向他彰显自己的威荣。
A revelation of his holiness.
神让他看到神的圣洁。
And when Isaiah came face to face with God's holiness,
当以赛亚面对面看见了神的圣洁，
it knocked him on his face.
他不得不俯伏在地上。
Let us read about this experience with Isaiah in chapter 6, verses 1 to 8.
让我们一起来读以赛亚书六章一到八节。以赛亚书第六章一到八节。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
This is a rare and awesome picture of what we cannot see here on earth.
这是一幅在人间看不到大而可畏的景象。
This is a picture of what's going on in heaven.
它描述了天上的一个场景。
Before the holiness of God, even angels are awestruck.
在神的圣洁面前，连天使都要恐惧战惊。
Angels are bowing down in worship.
天上的使者都要俯伏敬拜。
Angels who are untainted by human sin stand in holy fear and reverence of God's holiness.
天使并没有受到人类罪恶的污染，他们同样的恐惧战惊，敬畏圣洁的神。
And when confronted by the holiness of God, Isaiah fell on his face.
在神的圣洁面前，以赛亚只能俯伏在地。
When Isaiah was confronted by the holiness of God, he lost all thought of self-importance.
当以赛亚面对神的圣洁时，他不再觉得自己有什么了不起。
He fell on his face and said, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips and live among people of unclean lips.
他面伏于地说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，我要问你。
Does coming before the holiness of God in worship strike you with an overwhelming sense of unworthiness and gratitude?
当你敬拜这位圣洁的神时，是否也感到极其不配和无限的感恩呢？
If not, then you probably do not know the holy God.
假如不是这样，你就还不认识这位圣洁的神。
In fact, it was Uzziah's brokenness and recognition of his impurity before God that caused the angel to take a burning coal and place it on his lips.
正因为以赛亚认识到在神面前自己是多么的污秽肮脏，他完全谦卑自己，于是天使才拿烧红的炭来洁净他的嘴唇。
And then and only then could Uzziah be commissioned by God to speak for God.
只有到这个地步，神才能差遣以赛亚，使他成为传递神话语的人。
The problem with so many of us today is that we think that once we become saved, that's the end of the matter.
今天许多基督徒错误地认为，只要得救了就万事大吉了。
But that's not true.
可事实并非如此。
This would be like having a baby and then saying, okay, now that baby is here, we can leave him alone.
这就像一个婴儿生下来后对他说，我已经把你生下来了。从今往后，你就自己照顾自己吧。
No.
不可以这样。
The baby has to grow.
小孩子要成长。
The baby has to learn.
小孩子要学习。
And the baby has to go through stages.
小孩子要经历人生各个阶段。
And if you are not growing in holiness and understanding of God's holiness,
如果你不能在神的圣洁里头学习，渐渐成熟起来，
then you are missing out on the most important part of the Christian life.
你属灵的生命就会缺乏最重要的部分。
Now, I don't say this with glee, I say that from personal experience.
我不是随口说说而已，这是我个人成长的经历。
Christians who stop growing in holiness and righteousness,
一个不在圣洁和公义上追求长进的基督徒，
Christians who stop trying to be different from the world,
一个不与世人有分别的基督徒，
they are like a sealed bottle that is sitting under a waterfall.
他们就好像一个放在瀑布下面却封了口的瓶子一样。
Not a drop of the mighty volume of water will ever get inside of them.
虽然强大的水流会漫过瓶子，但一滴水也不会流进瓶子里头。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我想问你，
Are you a sealed bottle bobbing up and down in the floods of God's grace?
你是不是一个封了口的瓶子，漂浮在神恩典的洪流里呢？
And none of God's grace is going inside of you?
可是神浩大的恩典却无法进入你的内心呢？
Are you so afraid of being holy and different that you have been going through all the religious motions and actions falsely?
你就那么害怕保持圣洁与别人不同，以致你的信仰生活只能虚有其表吗？
Has your sin and your lack of holiness sealed you so that the grace of God is not able to flow through your life?
是否你的罪和不洁的生活把你的心塞住，甚至不让神的恩典通过你流露出来呢？
It is my prayer that as you comprehend the holiness of God, you will come to him.
盼望你能够真正了解神的圣洁，并来亲近他。
I pray that you will come to him not with a condescending attitude.
盼望你来到神面前的时候，不是带着一种高傲的态度。
I pray that you will come to him in awe and humility.
而是带着一颗谦卑敬畏的心。
Awe of the one who made it possible for us to come to him.
敬畏那位让我们能够亲近他的至圣者。
Awe of the one who dearly paid for your sin.
敬畏那位替我们付清所有罪债的主耶稣。
And say to him,
盼望你对他说，
Lord Jesus, I want to conform to your image.
主耶稣，我要效法你的榜样。
Lord Jesus, I want to live differently from the world.
主耶稣，我要过一个分别为圣的生活。
Lord Jesus, I want to be holy just like you are holy.
主，我要追求圣洁，因为你是圣洁的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们知道神的圣洁根本不能用人的善恶标准来衡量，神的旨意是要我们成为圣洁。虽然我们经常在实际生活中成为一个不受欢迎的人，遭到某些人的嘲笑和厌弃，或者你也不愿意随从别人做坏事等等，神就是让我们逃离恶事，要我们心存感恩，心存敬畏的心，敬拜这位圣洁的真神，神就会赐给我们丰盛的恩典。感谢神，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
我相信你的道路
高过我的道路，
我甘愿谦卑顺